This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, every Friday at this time, we recap the bad takes of the week. Not ours, but of other people. Yeah.
As if we could find enough to fill out a segment, bad takes of ours.
It's our great takes that allow us to sit in this ivory tower and laugh at all the peons with their poor takes out there.
That's right.
Yeah. So we do this every Friday at 9 o'clock. We call it Take-A-Mania because we have a champ who's got the belt, and he's had the belt for a long time. This guy is having a major, major title run with this strap right now. Angelo Cataldi, former Philadelphia radio host. Ben, do we have the abridged version of this with just the... The only part we need is about the last 30 seconds or so. As long as we get the final line in, people will understand why Angelo Cataldi has held this belt for as long as he has with the what was the worst take of the week 2 months ago. But there have been some formidable challengers the last few weeks. Seth is the ultimate judge on this. I'm just the booker. I just bring, you know, I'm just the talent scout. I find the talent. Seth books the matches here and decides who wins and who loses.
That's why I'm going to give the final judgment on Draft Day, the movie, this weekend.
That's right.
As well.
Yes. Judge and
jury. Sean just admires and respects my critical eye for these things.
On everything, yes.
Yes.
So here is the, if you haven't listened to this segment before, here's the reigning defending champion, Angelo Cataldi.
The all-time fraud of American sports is Andy Reid.
Okay, so that was like the last 5 seconds of it.
Yeah. Not just saying he's overrated, but the all-time fraud in American sports is Andy Reid's reputation.
Yeah. It's like a minute-long rant that we've played 7-8 straight weeks now. We want to make sure we get to the other ones. His take is that Andy Reid is the all-time fraud in American sports. And he's got a personal axe to grind because he covered Andy Reid in Philadelphia for a number of years, all those things. All right, so here are the challengers, Seth. 1 through 4. I'm going to start with Emmanuel Acho of FS1. He's on one of the debate shows on there. And he had this take about why the Tennessee Titans should draft Shedeur Sanders with the number one overall pick.
I'm taking Shedeur Sanders. We all say Shedeur Sanders is a winner everywhere he goes.
That's yes.
That's not exclusively true.
No.
Shedeur Sanders and Deion are winners everywhere they go. I would take Shedeur Sanders to make sure that I have the first stab at getting Deion Sanders as my next head coach in Tennessee, assuming Callahan does not work out. The Titans have had 5 head coaches since 2010. You know Deion would inevitably leave Colorado for one reason and one reason only, to coach his son. If you can get Shedeur, who you think you're going to get as the next head coach? And you don't even have to come in here with a whole lot of different leverage and negotiation tactics. Just show him a picture of the quarterback, and it's Shador. Shador doesn't necessarily win everywhere he goes. We don't know that. That's not conclusive information. Shador and Deion win everywhere they go. I would get Shador because I want to get Prime, because if you get Shador and you get Prime, you completely revolutionize the whole NFL as it pertains to the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, similar
that's
to,
why I'm going for
similar
Shador.
To Cataldi, it was the very end for me, Seth, that puts him in this match with Cataldi. You're gonna revolutionize the NFL with these.
Right,
two.
Right. Based on the premise that they win everywhere they go. Okay, they won it. It was impressive what he did with Jackson State, but that also included having guys who were power five caliber players, especially Travis Hunter at Jackson State. And then you went to Colorado, and they didn't win championships. They turned the program around.
Right. Right.
Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But it's not. Let's spend the next hour and a half going over the coaches and players who won everywhere they went in high school and college and then didn't translate to the NFL. You know why this bothers me the most? Because I had to live through playing professional football in Florida when people were convinced. I had to listen to people on sports radio in Jacksonville say that, hey, Coughlin and Brunel might be all right, but if you get Steve Spurrier and Danny Werfel in here,
that's this.
They've shown what they can do.
Boy,
and I don't know. I can't imagine how excited they were about getting Urban Meyer in there because he wins everywhere. He legitimately won everywhere he went.
Yes.
When Urban Meyer was in college.
And turned things around everywhere he went. He inherited
nothing.
Yeah,
so that somehow turning around Jackson State and turning around Colorado, but not winning at all or anything is somehow evidence that, like, oh, you're going to revolutionize things by going to the NFL.
All right.
I reject everything about everything he just said.
And yet, does he take down Angelo Cataldi for the worst take in Take-A-Mania?
Boy, Acho's got a good shot at it. I got to think on this. I got to listen to the other candidates.
You got to listen to the other ones. Okay, yeah. Well, you got to decide now because we need a champ. Okay, so all four of these are getting. I like it when the guy gets the belt, and then he's got to be worse than Acho. Yeah.
All right. He's dealing in hypotheticals, and he's getting out way over his skis.
Okay.
I'd like to revisit this after Shador's rookie year. So, he does not take down Cataldi.
Take down Cataldi. Okay, that's fine. Really close, though. I mean, that is a kick out at the very last second by Cataldi. I'm with you. That's
you've got a chance to revolutionize the sport. All right. Yeah, drafting a father's son, basically. That's the way I want to revolutionize sports.
I feel like there's a second referee getting ready to run out and let Acho try to pin him again.
I don't know. There's so many things about that little line of reasoning where I'm like, what part of revolutionizing the sport has anybody ever dreamed of, like, oh, nobody's ever thought of this, a father-son duo? Like, oh, what the hell are we even doing here?
Okay, I mean, I feel like you want Acho to have a second shot at this thing. I'll keep moving if you want me to.
Yeah, keep moving.
Keep moving, all right. This is Dave Portnoy, founder of Barstool, and Boston Red Sox fan, I should point out, on the proliferation of the torpedo bat.
Hundreds of years of baseball. You try to a pitcher get the ball in on the hands, that's a good pitch. Anthony Volpe, who stinks and is a Yankee, they said they researched his swing. Guess what? They researched it. They found out he stinks. He keeps hitting the ball on the hands, and they altered the bat. Stuart, you're a soccer guy. What if you have a player of yours who stinks, and every time he kicks it, it's a muffin, right? No speed, no nothing. You develop a cleat, a shoe that has turbo boosters in it. Does that mean he's better? Do you want to keep the game sacred? So this is nothing to do with the Yankees, but we don't need these Godzilla bats infiltrating the national pastime.
Now, the delivery is very funny. I will give you that. Godzilla bats is pretty funny. Portnoy is really good.
The problem is he's invoking the 100-plus years of baseball, which has included so many changes to bats over and over again, time and time again. And the fact that players were using this bat last year, and it's not like only some players are going to be allowed to use the bats. Anybody who damn well chooses can use the torpedo bats.
Yes.
And the notion that somehow changing the shape of the bat, which has been done hundreds and hundreds of times in the history of baseball, is somehow going to ruin the game of baseball. it's a really bad take. I don't know. There's just something about Cataldi that, and it's Cataldi's delivery that made it so magnificently bad that I just, I don't know. I can't. This is a bad take by Portnoy, but no, I can't.
Not bad enough. Okay, we got two more. Cataldi is standing up again. Cataldi is like Seth Payne's Hulk Hogan, man. Seth Payne is Vince McMahon, and Cataldi is Hulk Hogan. And they are
maybe I'm giving too much respect because he's old.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. All right, last two. Bill Simmons. I think Bill Simmons' voice alone might get Seth to take down the champ. This is Bill Simmons saying that Houston, the Rockets, are fun to watch, but they're a move away.
I just feel like Houston, when I watch them, as good as the record's been, and I've enjoyed them, and I think they're in the running for league pass MVPs this year. I
awesome.
Feel like they're a year away. They're a move away, and I don't. The move probably involves Şengün or Green, but they don't have that, like, I got this guy in offense, which is why the Booker option would have been so interesting for them. I don't know what they do, but don't you think, like, 1 year from now, I'm really interested to see where they are.
Yeah. Devin Booker is who he's talking about.
The Şengün or Green part is the one that, like, just kind of casually, like, it's probably Şengün or Green. It's an annoying Bill Simmons take, but it's not a horrendous, horrendous.
Some of these I put in here knowing they're not going to win, but I hate that take. I hate that it's got to involve Green or Şengün. And I'm somebody who was probably as amped up to move on from Jalen Green before the season as anybody else. Even though his contract is not a max or a long-term deal, I felt like the 3 years, $100 million, I'm like, I'll wait and see how this goes. I am skewing way more towards being wrong about Jalen Green than I was right about you. Jalen Green's had a really good season this year.
Bill Simmons, we need to reserve for football season because that's when his truly horrendous takes come out.
Okay.
He's so bad. He's just horrendous on football.
Yeah.
Baseball, whether you love or hate him and what he says about basketball, excuse me.
Yeah.
That's his dojo, at least.
Yes.
Where football is where he really gets out over his skis. So we'll, can you put the Acho and the Portnoy take at the very least in kind of an all-star category?
Sure, sure.
So when we revisit this, we'll probably take a hiatus from it for a little while.
Yeah.
But sometime at the end of the year, there is an all-star group, and those two are they're in the running for all-stars.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep that. Yeah. And I would say if we were making an all-star team, Portnoy, Acho, what was the one that almost took down...
The injured Duke player who the announcer said his parents...
Corey Alexander.
Corey Alexander's parents were more concerned about the outcome of the game than their son's mangled leg.
Than Cooper Flagg's leg, yeah. And the other one that got me that I would personally, if you'll let me put something in the all-star category, you're the judge and jury on this thing, but the coach Jason Brown one last week about the manager from McNeese State where he just thought it was ridiculous that he's getting paid to carry a boombox around NIL money when, in fact, you're getting paid to dog cuss him by BetUS. Your lot in life is no less absurd than Amir Khan's lot in life, okay?
Yeah, those are some of my favorite skits on people making fun of podcasters who like give an impassioned plea or something and then roll right into the live read or whatever. We do it all the time, but it's especially like the people who have podcasts about creating a better life for yourself and they go immediately into an ad for whiskey or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's a good irony. All right, last one. This is Sean Bajani on Area 45. Saying he could whoop your ass, Seth.
I say this with all due respect. I would whoop Seth's ass. Let's go right now. Like Sunday, boxing ring, baseball field, put the football player out there, put the wannabe out there, and let's go at it. I would whoop Seth's ass, and I would not listen to him try to talk me out of it.
Ooh. Okay. Called you a wannabe? put the football player out there like you're some lumbering.
He wouldn't listen to me trying to talk him out of it. You know, that sounds like an episode of Reacher. You ever see Reacher?
I've never seen Reacher.
Oh, Reacher is this badass dude who can just, you know, he's got incredible fighting skills and everything. And it's, I've never watched an episode, but I see clips all the time. And it's always him trying to talk a group of kids out of attacking him or something.
Okay.
And then he's like, seriously, you don't want to do this. I promise you, you don't want to do this. And all right, I guess I got to beat all of you up in 3 seconds. Yeah.
That's you. That would be.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
this.
It's a bad take by Bajani, but it's also in the history and the tradition of promoting a fight or an event.
Yeah.
So he's doing what a boxer should. It's just talking smack before a fight that's actually never going
to
happen.
He's trying to put butts in seats. I get it. So the butts in seats for the fight that's never going to happen? Question mark.
Yeah, I'm going Reacher on this one.
Okay,
I'm really gonna. I know Sean's got a child. He's got a wife who's lovely. He doesn't need this.
See, I like that when you go to he's got a family, because that would imply that he's gonna suffer some permanent damage.
I mean, honestly, could I would? I mean, if he really could,
yeah.
I don't want to. I could permanently damage him, and I'm not gonna do that.
No. Okay.
If I do the fight, I'm gonna go Reacher on him.
Yeah,
you know.
Guys, move off of the old man Cataldi. Acho wins. That's a text message to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
All right, we might have to do a special rematch.
Okay,
next week.
We could.
Let me sit and stew on Acho for a while.
Stew on Acho this weekend. I'm happy to do a rematch on Monday. We see that happen all the time in wrestling. You know, where it's an outcome, but it's a sketchy outcome. I don't know. We need a rematch. I'm willing to revisit that on Monday, because we'll talk about this in the next segment. Colorado's pro day is today. So who knows, man? Maybe Shador does his pro day thing and his stock drops. You know, it would make no sense for Tennessee to draft him because he was horrible against air at his pro day. Text message, Portnoy's point isn't even that bad. He's just saying if you hit the ball on the handle, you shouldn't be rewarded for it. I don't know.
Well, you're not rewarded for hitting the ball on the handle.
He was saying with Volpe, because Volpe on the Yankees, he chooses to have the mass of his torpedo bat almost in the
closer on the handle. Yeah, but it is still like it's the shape of the bat has always been altered and tweaked based on player preferences, pitchers, like the live ball era changed it.
Yeah.
It's not as revolutionary a concept as it's being presented. It's the method with which that they're able to do it now is just, it's not, it's fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Acho wins by a mile. Text message, winning everywhere they go. They were 13-11 at Colorado. That's true. If you add up both years, they were, is it 13-11? I know they were 4-8 the first year, 9-3 the second year, and they lost in a bowl game, I think. Sounds about right.
It is true. There's so many things about it. Cataldi, at least, when he was taking down Andy Reid, he brought up some things that were factually correct, so they were misleading. Like they were, it was a non sequitur. He did the classic thing where you say a bunch of true things and then you throw your conclusion in there and people hear like, oh yeah, he said a bunch of true things, so the conclusion must be true. Whereas Acho just said a bunch of things that didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we'll revisit it. We'll revisit it on Monday. Bajani's catching some too. Seth doesn't knock out Bajani, Sean will at least be walking. Seth wouldn't just knock out Bajani. Sean will be walking funny for the rest of his life. all right, so keep texting in.
Bajani's got nothing to gain from any of this. He's a good looking guy too. Like
he ain't pretty wife no more
after this.
Pretty wife, nice kid, nice life. He's got a fun show with Patrick Creighton on weeknights. Why are you picking a fight? Why are you poking the bear, Bajani? And yet way worse than Acho's take and Cataldi. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, Colorado Pro Day today. Seth asked a great question to Nick Caserio yesterday about Travis Hunter. The hypothetical with Travis Hunter, what did the Texans GM have to say about if he were a Texan, how would the Texans use Travis Hunter? We'll have that for you coming up next.